Turn with me, if you will, this morning in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Let's start at verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my heart, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him any more. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. Lord, we just ask you that you speak to our hearts. Let the Holy Spirit come in this morning. Let us open our eyes that we might hear the truth in your word, and we'll give you the praise. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, I want you to think this morning about the burning question Jesus asked the Pharisees. What do you think of the Christ? What do you think, folks, about Jesus Christ? You see, in our text, if you go back and look at the first passage of Scripture, they were trying to ask Jesus some questions to discredit him, to trip him up. And they asked these questions. One was, "By what authority have you done these things?" And they couldn't entrap him. "Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" They couldn't trap him. "If a woman has married seven times, when she dies, and whose wife will she be in heaven?" And Jesus asked them a question. He says, "What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he?" Boy, the Bible says no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did they ask him a question anymore. Friends, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's a living Son of God. I'm so glad that I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Man, he lives forevermore. Now, what do you think of Jesus? I want you to think about that this morning. Either he's your Savior this morning, or he's not your Savior, and one day when you die, you'll face him as judge. Think about that, as judge. What do you think of Christ? You cannot avoid that any longer. You need to think about that question. What do you think about Jesus Christ? You know, the Bible says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Now, at the day of judgment, either with the saved or with the lost, you will acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. What do you think of Jesus? Now, when I ask you that question, what do you think about Jesus? I want to ask you some things about Jesus Christ. What do you think about his character? What do you think about his character in John 8:46? "Time as we know it is dated from his birth, before Christ and after Christ, simply because there never has been or never will be anyone quite like Jesus Christ." You see, what do you think about Jesus and his character? The Bible says he was sinless. What do you think about that? Was he sinless? What do you think about his motives that he had? Were they selfish motives, or was he looking out for himself, or really did he love people? Did he love the people and come to die for the people like he said he did? What do you think about Jesus Christ and his character? Was he selfish, or was he giving? Peter writes that he had no sin. Had no sin. He was perfect. Judas, who sold him, or sold him out, said, I have betrayed innocent blood. In other words, he did nothing wrong. Pilate, when he stood before Pilate, Pilate said, you know, I can't find any fault in him. What do you think about Jesus? I'm asking you, what do you think about Jesus Christ? Now, if you look at me and you look at the people around you, you're going to find that we're not perfect. Oh, I wish I was perfect. Someone said, well, they were perfect. And I said, well, your wife don't say you are. If you look at our lives, if you look at my life, if you look at the person around you, you'll find that that person is not perfect. But in Christ, he is perfect. There was no fault in him, no sin in him. And you know what? He loved me in spite that I was imperfect. In that while the Bible says we were still sinners, Christ died for you and I. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he loves you. He wants you to go to heaven when you die. He wants to love you. He wants you to have joy in your life. He wants all the good things for you in your life. The devil wants the right opposite. He wants to destroy you. He wants to tear your family down. He wants to tear your life apart. He wants to discredit you in any way, form he can. But Jesus loves you, and he died for you. Now, what do you think about him this morning? What do you think about his perfect character? Not only that, what do you think about his going to the cross? You see, in Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 6:23, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life, and the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, he wants you to have eternal life. And therefore, the Bible says he went to the cross to die on the cross for you, that you might have life. Now, friends, when I think about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me, it makes me feel like I owe him everything, and I really do. For everything I had about my life was unworthy of what he gave me. And the Bible goes on to say, God put Jesus on the cross so that he might declare us not guilty. You see, one day when I'm going to stand before God, and I will, and you will, I'm going to stand for him as my Savior, because he saved me. 1975, he saved me. Man, that was a great day in my life. One of the best day I guess I've ever had in my life was the day I came to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I realized I had done nothing to deserve salvation, but I realized that my Savior, Jesus, died for me, and he wanted me to have eternal life. And by simple faith, I said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know you died for me. I want you to come into my heart. And I asked him, for the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. not may be saved, but shall be saved. And he saved me that day. He came in, sealed me with his Spirit right there at Eastside Baptist Church in Rusk. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And now one day when I stand before him, I won't stand before him as my judge. I will stand before him as he's my Savior. And he's going to say to me, come on in. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's a whole different thing. You'll stand before him. He will be your judge. And he's going to say, guilty. Depart from me. I never knew you. And he will send you into outer darkness, the Bible says, where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Folks, that's what I think of Jesus. I think about his character, his perfect character. I think about the cross where he went to die for me. I think about God the Father so loved me and so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son to pay the price for you and I, that we might have life. So this morning, if you're sitting there, let me ask you again, what do you think about Jesus Christ? What do you think about his character? Well, his character, I believe, was pure. I believe he's a sinless Son of God. You see, he had to be sinless if he's going to die and pay the price for our sins. And I believe that with all my heart. He never sinned. He lived a perfect life. Even those that sold him out, like Judas, couldn't find any fault in him. Like Pilate, couldn't find any fault in him. Like Peter, who denied him and was his follower, says, you know, he's perfect. He's sinless. I thank God that he also went to the cross to die for you and I. But when I think about Jesus Christ, I also think about eternity. And I think about his conquest. Did you know that he arose from the grave? You believe that? You see, that's important, don't you? It's not that he just died. The Bible says he didn't stay dead. He arose from the grave. He overcame the grave. Leo Humphrey, a great evangelist, was traveling China preaching Jesus Christ. When he came to this monastery, and the Buddhist monk was there, and he was about to address a bunch of young men, of about 60 young men. He was about to address them and talk to them about Confucius and Buddha and their religion. And when this evangelist come by and he saw him, and he said, listen, I would like for you to say something to these young men about your God. We're in a learning experience here. And he stood before those 60 young men. And he said, listen, Buddha is dead. Listen, Confucius is dead. But my Jesus, my Lord, I serve, is risen. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. And he began to tell them about Jesus Christ. And he asked them when he was through, he said, now what do you think of Jesus? Would you trust him that's alive or Buddha that's dead? And about 50 of those 60 young men got up and came, and they said, we want to trust Jesus Christ. Oh, that's the power of God. That's the character of God, a sinless, perfect man who went to the cross, to die on the cross, that you and I might have life. And that's the reason we preach the gospel today, because the Bible says it is the power of salvation to all who believe. Now let me tell you something. With all the religions in the world today, how do we know which one to follow? You follow the one with the risen Savior. You follow the one with Jesus Christ. His character is perfect. The one that went to the cross and paid the price for your sins and mine. The one who overcame the grave. That's who you follow. Don't you follow some weirdo out here that's telling you he's the Christ. Man, the Bible says in the last days, and folks, I believe honestly we are in the very last days. As a matter of fact, I'm listening for the trumpet call. The rapture of the church could be at any moment. Some of you will be left behind. Man, I know one thing. When the trumpet calls, you know what? Only those who are in Christ will hear that trumpet call. Only those that are in Christ will hear Him say, come on up. The Bible tells us we need to be in Christ. Let me tell you, not only did He triumph over the grave, He triumphed over the guilty. The Bible says Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom Paul said, I am the chief of sinners. Friends, let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, He will change your life. People are all the time telling me that, you know, I came to Christ, preacher, but I don't know if I've really been changed. Well, I don't know if you've really been saved if you haven't been changed. See, when Christ comes into your life, He changes your life. You remember when Paul, or let's call him Saul, he was out on the Damascus Road going to persecute Christians, and a light shone down from heaven and struck him blind, and he says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? That day, Saul turned his life to Jesus, and his name became Paul. You see, he went on to Damascus Road as a murderer. He came back saved by grace of God. He took a foul-mouthed man named Peter, who was a fisherman who fished for fish, and one day at Pentecost, in a mighty rushing wind, he became a powerful speaker for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He took a young man that was fiery. He was called the Son of Thunder, a half-brother, and changed him to an apostle of love. Oh, what He did for them, He'll do for you. What He did for them, He did for me. What do you think of Jesus Christ this morning? It makes all the difference in the world. I preached last week on two roads, one that leads to destruction, the other leads to eternal life. You are on one of those two roads. Which road are you on? It matters the most what you think about Jesus Christ, on which road you're traveling. If you think that He's not the Savior, then you're probably with the world's crowd, traveling with the world. And the Bible says that way leads to destruction. If you think He is the sinless Son of God who died on the cross, who overcame death, who overcame the sin, and He's your Savior, then you're going to be following Him on the narrow road. And then what do you think not only of His character and His cross and His conquest, but what do you think about His coming? What do you think about His coming? I mentioned it a while ago when the Lord ascended into heaven over in the book of Acts. An angel appeared to the men there, and he said, this same Jesus will come again in the same manner as you have seen Him go. Now, He was standing there talking. Just imagine this. He's standing there talking to His disciples. And all of a sudden, He begins to rise up into the air. And He goes up into the air and He disappears. And they're standing there gazing, wondering, where did He go? And all of a sudden, two men are there. And they said, listen, why are you standing there gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus in which you've seen Him go, He's coming again. Just like that. Now, some differ on when Christ is coming back. I happen to believe we're going to come back in a rapture. I believe we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Some of you may not believe that's all right. It doesn't really matter if he comes before the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, or after the tribulation, just as long as you're ready when he comes. But it will be at any moment, the Bible says. You may be standing there one moment, next moment you're gone. I believe that with all my heart. I know our kids went to see, can't even think of it. What did y'all go see? Left Behind a few weeks ago on Sunday night. Come back with a lot of questions. Let me tell you something. That's the way it's going to be. Maybe not just all the Hollywood stuff, but in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, if Christ came back before this service was over, and everyone that was a Christian was gone, and you're left behind, you're sitting there, what are you going to do? Well, let me tell you, it's too late. You should have already done it. You need to trust your life to Jesus Christ today. Give your life to Jesus Christ today and be ready when he comes. You see, the Bible tells the story of these virgins. They go out, some of five have their lamps trimmed and ready, waiting for the bridegroom to come. Five are not prepared. They don't have oil in their lamps. They're not ready. During the night, there's a delay, and those that didn't have oil in their lamps, they have no oil. They have no light. When he calls to go into the celebration, five of them who are wise and are prepared, they get in. But the five that do not have any oil in their lamps, they're left out. That's the way it's going to be. If you're ready when he comes, you'll go with him. If you're not ready, you will not go with him. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you give your life to him today? Would you get your life ready? How do I do that, preacher? How do I come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? It's simple. Christ died for you. You believe that? I believe it. You're a sinner. Do you believe that? I believe it. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, look at it. Romans 6:23, it says the wages of sin is death. That's eternal separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I believe that. Do you believe that? The Bible says, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you believe that? He died for you while you was a sinner. And then it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll simply say, Lord, I believe the Bible. I believe I'm lost, and I want you to come into my life. And you say, Lord, would you come into my life today? He'll come into your life today. He'll save you today. You'll turn your life around and you'll start living for him today. You won't be perfect, but you'll be on the right road. You'll need to get in a church, a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, one that teaches the Bible, one that teaches about God, like I've said, about his character, sinless character, born of a virgin, lived the life sinless, died on the cross, rose again. Believe those things and teach those things. Get in church. Get in there where you can grow and start growing. And the Word of God will come alive to you. And you'll see your life changing. And you'll want to tell others about Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something. He's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. He saved your soul. First Baptist Church, Gun Barrel City. October. Today's the 19th, I think. What a day. The best day of your life when you come to Jesus Christ. Now, that's how you come to Him. The Bible says you need to profess it before men. All you have to do when I give the invitation is simply step out and come down here. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to ask what you came for, and you tell me I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'll let you sit down there on the pew. I'll pray with you. And listen, you don't have to know the Bible. You just have to believe what I've just said, that you want Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's so simple. A little 9-year-old, 8-year-old, 6-year-old, in a lot of cases 5-year-old children have said yes to Christ and came and trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what it is. Upon a day, a young lawyer threw himself in front of a car to save a young man. That young lawyer was crippled for life. That young man's life was saved. The young man went on and lived his life and grew up, and one day he committed a crime and he was going to stand before the judge. The judge was now that crippled lawyer. The guy, when he found out that, you know, this judge, he was crippled because of me, surely he'll let me have a light sentence or turn me loose. And he came before the judge and he said, you know, judge, you threw yourself in front of a car one day for me. And he said, son, you know, that day I was playing the part of your Savior, but today I'm your judge. And I must put on you the right punishment for the right crime. You're guilty, and you'll be sentenced. Folks, Jesus Christ came as our Savior. He wants you to come to Him today. One day you will stand before Him. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. But if you do not trust Him as your Savior today, and you go before Him as your judge, He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, into an everlasting place called hell. Would you come to Him? What do you think of Jesus this morning? What do you think of His character? What do you think of the cross? What do you think of the conquest? What do you think of Jesus? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning that as we come before You, that Your Holy Spirit has spoke to our heart. And Lord, if there's someone here this morning that's lost, they've never trusted You as Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray today might be the day of salvation for them, that they'll come before it's too late. We give You all praise, honor, and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it.